Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
All right, I've heard about this. I don't know if it's a real thing, but could I possibly get a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Pull up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, still a little sick, but here with Jamie.
Yeah, recording a lot in bulk here, and your voice, I don't know, it's gotten better. It ebbs and flows, so we're in.
I feel perfectly fine.
A flow?
I could, right now? If I could run, I could run. You know what I mean? Like, does it make sense? Like, I can't run, so.
But if you could.
But if I could, I would could. Do it. Yeah.
I get it.
But, man, we've got a case for you. This is a kind of a case update, but a major breaking news release, and we wanted to talk more about it.
It is. We covered the Chrisley family and their arrests on a True Crime To Go several months ago. Todd and Julie's who we're talking about, but they have been recently pardoned by President Donald Trump. And I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah. Help me remember, was this one that I did by myself when you were out one time or no?
I don't think so. I think I was here for this one. These are stars of a reality show, Chrisley Knows Best, and they're in prison for tax evasion and bank fraud. They were convicted in 2022, but as of May 28th, 2025, they've been released from federal prison. And he pardoned several folks during this pardoning phase, but this was the, I guess, the most well-known case that was reversed.
I'll have to look that up and see who else was pardoned and if there's any controversy out there. So I'm glad you caught this one. So a little bit of background on them if you're not familiar. Todd and Julie, they rose to fame with their USA Network series called Chrisley Knows Best, and they portrayed a tight-knit Southern family with an extravagant lifestyle. So think expensive clothes, luxury cars, big houses. But behind the reality TV glamour, prosecutors said that there was something darker going on. In 2019, under the leadership of Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack, the Chrisleys were indicted for submitting false documents to banks in the Atlanta area, all to secure fraudulent loans worth millions of dollars.
I'm going to need to know what they did specifically to make sure I've not done it.
I've mentioned The Office a lot lately, but it's when they're explaining like money laundering to Kevin. And he's like, that sounds exactly like what I do here every day.
Now, these loan forms are really confusing, but I don't think they were confused. They were allegedly using this money to fund their lavish lifestyle that they were putting out on TV, taking out new loans to pay off old ones until Todd eventually filed for bankruptcy, walking away from more than $20 million in unpaid loans.
That's a lot of moolah.
At their trial in 2022, prosecutors told the jury that the Chrisleys had not yet become household names when the crimes occurred, but that didn't matter. Fraud is fraud. They were found guilty and they were both sentenced to several years in prison, way more than three, which is what they've served.
Todd began serving his sentence at a minimum security prison in Pensacola, Florida, while Julie was incarcerated just in our backyards up in Lexington, Kentucky. And they were separated for over 2.5 years without hearing each other's voices or seeing one another during that time. According to the FBI or the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Julie was 52 years old and she was set to release in January of 2028. Todd, now 56, wasn't due to get out until September of 2032.
But their daughter, Savannah, wasn't giving up. She's been really out on the campaign since they were incarcerated, trying to get them out of prison. She led rallies and went to the media. She even went to the Republican National Convention, where she endorsed Trump's presidential run. And, you know, this seems exactly like what I think the definition of quid pro quo is.
Yeah, it's all in who you know, right? And I guess how much money you donated to said campaign.
On May 28th, so just a few weeks ago, Trump signed an official presidential pardon for both Todd and Julie. And within hours, they were freed from their separate prison facilities. Todd from Pensacola and Julie from Lexington. John, anytime a case is overturned, people don't get out of jail immediately. It's usually a long process, but this was quick.
Yeah, I guess when the president gets involved, things move a little faster than if I were to do them. Savannah, the daughter, stood outside her father's prison. She was wearing a pink MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, for those who may not be familiar. And she was also wearing a Women for Trump jacket. And she told reporters that this was the first time her parents would be reunited for the first time in nearly 3 years. She said Trump personally called her to deliver the news of the pardon, and she happened to be at the grocery store at that time.
Her brother Grayson went up to pick up Julie from her release in Kentucky. Savannah insisted that she didn't have to, quote unquote, do anything to make this happen. Just stand firm in what she believed and share her claims that her parents should not be in prison, and that Trump's team simply reviewed the case and did what they thought was the right thing. And she called their incarceration corruption. I'm not sure I really believe that.
I think if you break the law, that's called punishment.
Their attorney, Alex Little, came out and said that this pardon was a way to correct a deep injustice. But prosecutors don't believe they should have been let out. They were pretty clear in their evidence that the Chrisleys had faked documents, defrauded banks, and hidden earnings from the IRS, and that they deserved to be where they were. But here we are. They're out running around, and a lot of other people were pardoned. But this is the one that hit the news in the biggest way, I think.
Yeah, supporters of the couple claim that the trial was tainted. There's one key allegation from the defense, and that was that an IRS officer gave false testimony during the trial, but that didn't sway the appeals court, which upheld the convictions back in 2024. And listen, if there is a reason to do a mistrial and to be reheard, I'm all about that. Justice isn't justice if it's not accurate. So I'm all about that, but in this case, it had went through all the legal steps. They were found guilty, found convicted, and with the power of the president, they were let go.
Yeah, and this isn't an overturned conviction. They can't be charged again. The pardon makes it go away, and they can't be charged for those particular crimes again, and we'll see if that ever comes back up. But yeah, it's a lot going on with the world right now, and it seems like pardoning some reality stars should be low on the priority list, but here we are talking about it, so it must be news.
I mean, it's not that we're on the brink of World War III or anything, so I'm sure there's plenty of time to do other stuff, right?
A lot of goat stuff going on, but we appreciate you guys. I hope you enjoyed this update, and we really enjoy these true crime to go cases. Sometimes we hit the lighter side, sometimes we don't, but this one was one I thought we had to jump into, and this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.